or made her laugh. It was as if Jesus was doing this. And the flip side of this was, whenever Mary helped or served John in any way, it was as if she was doing it for Jesus. Now think about what this means for your life in the church. Jesus is no longer with us in the flesh. Okay, he is in heaven. But until he comes, he's going to be with you through the members of your church. They are going to be like Jesus to you, and you're going to be like Jesus to them. If you want to get to know Jesus better and know what he is like and experience his presence in tangible ways, you will do so through the members of your church family who are like Jesus to you. And you're going to know Jesus better as you serve them in his place. Now, you know, in ordinary times, there'd be all sorts of different ways that we would serve each other that involve our presence. I mean, our physical presence, our physical involvement, being with each other. You know, I think of how often in this church meals are taken to people in need, or you meet someone for coffee and talk to them about what's going on in their lives. And I mean, I think of the work of our diaconate and how our deacons, how so much of their service involves close contact with people. But let's think about this immediate situation we're in, this strange season of social distancing that's been ordered by the civil officials and those in medical work. How does the Lord Jesus want you to respond right now? How can we take his words to Mary and John to heart and to practice them? I mean, see, Jesus thought connections in the family of God are so important that he actually used some of his dying breath to remind us of that fact and to encourage them. Now, I know this may sound simplistic, but I think that we have to call each other. I think we have to hear each other's voices. There's a ministry in those connections. I mean, it reminds me of that lovely passage at the end of the Song of Solomon where the couple, the lover and the beloved, are separated. They can't see each other. They're separated by a garden wall. And he calls out to her, "I just say something. I want to hear your voice." Now, all of you in Christ's covenant know church members. You know other church members. Some of you know a lot of them. Some of you know just a few. But you all know somebody. Call them. If the Holy Spirit brings someone to mind and you wonder, I wonder how that person is doing, take that as a prompting from the Holy Spirit and give that person a call. Ask them how they're doing. Don't ignore that prompting. If you need a phone number, let me know. Call me, text me. I can find it for you. Listen, it's a small thing, but faithfulness in the small things honors the Lord. It pleases him. You know, the church is precious to Jesus. And if you're a Christian, then you're part of the family of God. And one of Jesus' dying words was so that you would participate in it fully. God's providence has led you at this time in your life to this particular congregation. And Jesus says, look. I mean, just like he said to Mary and John, look, behold. Look around. Look at the people that you know. Those who ordinarily are sitting in the pew with you on your right and left. Those are your brothers and sisters. Those are your fathers and mothers. Those are your sons and daughters. You have a family. And it's through this family that you serve Jesus and know him better. Let's pray together. We thank you, Lord Jesus.